Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Tim. He didn't give me a topic, so I wanted to dedicate a video to Sylvester Stallone, getting unhitched after 25 years. He used to have a giant tattoo on his right bicep and shoulder of his wife, Jennifer, but recently covered it up with his dog's face from Rocky, butt kiss, after the relationship turned sour. I'll take tell her she's a B-I-T-C-H without telling her that in an obvious way for 1,000, Alex. His tattoo turned into man's best friend from man's worst nightmare. And what a nightmare it's been. In 2010, he mentioned that it was a passport to hell being surrounded by his wife and three daughters, with all that estrogen everywhere. That's him passing the shit test and telling everyone, like it is, instead of just bowing his head down in horror and saying, yes, dear. When he was having the dog tattooed over his wife's face, he was smiling at the tattoo parlor. And it looks like he knew exactly what he was doing, posting it on Instagram. Shortly after Jennifer stopped following him on the platform. That's why they call him Sly Stallone, because he can insult you in a sneaky and creative way. He gets even sneakier because on August 7th, he showed the updated tattoo of his wife on social media. He said he didn't like it and it didn't turn out the right way, so that's why he had the dog over it. I'm guessing he said that in order to add another layer of plausible deniability to the story that the tat was somehow botched, and the only choice was to cover it up with his old dog's photo. I can't wait for him to stand up in the divorce courtroom and yell out, I am the law. And when he does that, a 300-pound black female family court judge, but with the same haircut as Mr. T, says, not in here, fool. Then watches the whole situation devolves into a Rocky rematch. In a 2010 interview, he was joking about the lack of testosterone while being surrounded by women. He says everything in the house is female. The toys, the housekeeper, all the dogs. The one dog I have that's male is neutered. I'm next. No wonder he called it hell. I'm surprised he wasn't the one that filed for divorce in the first place. Then again, maybe the plan was to get her to file so that she would look like the bad one. And the way to do that was to set her off with a dog tattoo over her face. I don't know. I'll discuss Rocky 10, the divorce from hell, in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sandman t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. Anyways, now back to Rambo's about to lose his Lambo in the divorce courts against the judge named Mrs. T, Clown World Show. So his soon-to-be ex-wife of 25 years, they were together for almost 35, is now accusing him of hiding his assets, but only after the tattoo picture. If the whole tattoo situation was an elaborate revenge scheme by him, does anyone really think that he's actually hiding money from her, or if she's ever going to find it? If it's in crypto, she can cry all she wants when he tells everyone that he lost it in a boating accident. After the epic tattoo situation, Jennifer came up with a wee comeback. She posted on social media that these girls are my priority, pointing to her three daughters, clearly implying that Sly is no longer the priority on her list anymore. She was trying to embarrass him the way that he did to her by covering her face publicly with his old dog. I would have kept the wife's hair in the tattoo and morphed her into a dog in that tattoo, but then that would have been way too obvious. What he did was perfect. On that social media post, she also said that four of us forever without Stallone in the picture. Sly had plausible deniability when he said he wanted to update that tat, but it all went wrong and it was unfixable. So he just got the face of Butkus on there instead. You have to be a complete idiot to believe that. He was insulting her intelligence too. I guess that living with all those women, he learned how not to take accountability for his actions. He reminds me of Ian McDiarmid in that scene from Star Wars as the Emperor, when he says, I'm too weak. Meanwhile, he's super strong and he's just pretending. The idea, of course, is to appear weak when you're strong, and appear strong when you are weak. Looks like Stallone also read Sun Tzu. Jennifer now needs to do damage control, so she's claiming that he's hiding money. He's probably not. She's indirectly insulting him by insinuating that he doesn't have enough money to get divorced and still maintain his lifestyle. She's shaming his financial status in a sense, as well as already cutting him out of the family on social media. The article I put in the description says this, and I quote, Jennifer says Stallone is engaged in the intentional dissipation, deletion, and or waste of marital assets, which has had an adverse economic impact on the marital estate. Moreover, the husband should be enjoined from selling, transferring, assigning, encumbering, or dissipating any assets during the pendency of proceedings. Jennifer, who took her husband's last name, is also now seeking to restore her maiden name, Flavin. Flavin said in divorce documents, the marriage between the parties is irretrievably broken, unquote. So he's burned his bridges with that dog tattoo. And many of you might not know this, but Buttkiss is his dog in real life that he had when he was filming Rocky. He had the dog go on screen with him while he was in his iconic Rocky role. The last I heard of Stallone, I saw him on a podcast with one of his three daughters, the hot one. I don't remember her name. I've seen situations where daughters' mothers try and turn them against their rich daddies, and the daughters usually play both sides, especially when cash is involved. I wonder if Jennifer is going to try and turn her three daughters against him at some point, and if it's going to work. I think that to some extent it will because of female owner preference. But it also depends on how much money she continues to spend on them. I think that's about it for this story. There really isn't much else I can say about it. So for the second half, let's talk about Andrew Tate being banned. The last time I spoke about him in a video, which I probably haven't even released yet, I said that the only way to shut him down at this point was to Alex Jones him off of all platforms and ban people sharing his content too. Well, it looks like that's happening. The problem, of course, is that he's uniting over 100,000 guys in his Hustler University platform. They're helping each other gain skills and become rich. This creates competitive pressure for the elites, and they don't like it. Shutting him down has nothing to do with misogyny and everything to do with elevating men financially and psychologically. I know many of you won't agree with me, but remember, he said he wasn't getting married, and that living with a woman wouldn't be an optimal situation for him. So no marriage, no cohabitation is a definition of MGTOW. The only two real requirements. Do you really think he would have reached his potential if he had a wife and Rugrats by now? If somehow he manages to come back from all the media smear campaigns and deplatformings, then I fear they might Epstein him instead of allowing him to become even more powerful. He represents the rise of the super influencer. Now people have seen the success he's become to basically become the most searched man on the internet, others will now try and gain that title from him. I think what happened to him is that he's a Western man living in an Eastern land, in Romania. It's a more traditional patriarchal society where women up until recently would wait on hand and foot for men. When I went to Eastern Europe last, I found that I started adopting his attitude towards women, because that's how men behave over there. When I came back to Canada, I even freaked my girlfriend out, that I was naturally being disrespectful to her. I think a lot of that Eastern European attitude has come out through him, and he's exported it to the West through social media. The elites also want him gone because they work so hard to destroy masculinity, and he's just using it from every orifice. He drives gas-guzzling supercars, works out, dates feminine women, has little to no fear expressing how he feels, and has that Fight Club angle going for him, being a former world kickboxing champion. Not to mention he's also a self-made millionaire with a Sigma spirit. When I first heard him speak a few years ago, I thought to myself, this guy thinks like myself, except in an accelerated and supercharged way. Many of you might remember me promoting the Brave browser and then collecting the $10 referral fee in crypto for every user I signed up through their referral program. Tate set up a referral program for his Hustler University, and in doing so, people started sharing his videos on a massive scale, and that's how he became the most popular man on the internet. He gave people $5 per sign-up for a $50 a month Hustler University account. So suddenly guys were posting hundreds of thousands, if not millions of videos of Andrew Tate all over the place to get people to sign up so they would get their $5 referral bonus. It was brilliant. Andrew didn't have to worry about being banned because even after he lost all of his accounts, people were still posting his videos. What he did was lose his Stripe or payment processor, and that means that he's going to have to find something new. Maybe use crypto or whatever Subscribestar is using instead. He's going to be back bigger than ever. With 100,000 subscribers paying $50 a month on Hustler University, that's $5 million a month. You're telling me he's not going to try again. That's why I think in his case, it's either success or death at this point, or maybe success leading to death. I've realized there's no way to change the world with philosophy, MGTOW or otherwise, that the Achilles heel for the establishment is technology instead, because they see it as a stepping stone to create a society that's transhuman where we're all neutered little slaves. Kind of like what's happening to Stallone and his family life with three daughters and a wife. Just like Alex Jones or Trump before him, Tate has been deplatformed by all the major social media at the same time. But the one thing that Tate has that none of those other guys did is his youth. He's in his mid-30s, and while Trump and Jones were too old and didn't know how to fight back, Tate, unlike them, doesn't seem to be a criminal, and he's young enough to keep fighting the system. We're now entering uncharted waters. If they can't get him like Alex Jones in court or Trump with the FBI raiding him because he was supposedly trying to get the smuggled secrets out for the nuclear football, what will the establishment do next? MGTOW, in a sense, had a new rulebook thrown its way when every content creator was demonetized simultaneously. I think that's come off a bit because now I'm seeing channels that use MGTOW in their titles getting monetized for many months. But as for Tate, they can destroy his life financially. I suspect the raid on his compound was part of a larger campaign to stop him by building a case that he's a trafficker in the eyes of the public, even if it's not true. Meanwhile, the same media that suspects him of doing that has proof that Epstein did it, and yet they won't bring out his Lalia list. I hope that Tate sees what I have, that only through new technology can we change the culture. Something that frees men while at the same time forces the left to use it, because it's just too damn irresistible not to in order to expand their woke agenda. Trying to influence people online is a losing game, because the moment you start making a difference, the mainstream media and their masters strike you down or get big tech to throttle you down. If that doesn't work, then they try and do it through digital deletion, like they did with Jones, Trump, and now Tate. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Tim for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Stallone will smash your head in if you try and sleep with one of his daughters. All three of them. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the guys that simp out and think it's smart to get tattoos of their wife or girlfriend away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.